In terms of the calm stage, I would like to suggest that the very best behavior management plan is a good lesson plan. And really, it's about being attentive during this time. It's providing students with both contingent and non-contingent attention. Contingent attention is when a student does something desirable, like when they complete their work or ask for help in a respectful way or do something nice for another student. We are taught as teachers to recognize that and say something very specific, like, I appreciated the fact that you shared your eraser with Johnny because he had a problem that he had to fix and he didn't have an eraser. Or that was really nice of you to help Cheryl clean up after she spilled her tray in the cafeteria. But there's also, during this calm phase, another way of maintaining that just by offering students non-contingent attention. And that just by virtue of being in your classroom, there's going to be some dialogue or interaction between a teacher and a student. And whether you greet them at the door, it doesn't have to be a compliment. It can be as simple as something like, hey, you know, I missed you yesterday, or what's going on? How's your family? Or did you have a chance to go to the game last night? I heard we had a really challenging second half. Just something so they recognize that you're a human being and you value them as a human being. And building positive, productive student-teacher relationships is really helpful to building calm, supportive, instructionally focused classroom settings.